Hello.
Hello, my name is Rudy. How are you doing this evening or this afternoon?
I'm good.
Good, excellent. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey, okay? Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country's headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Which the country is headed now?
Yeah. Yes.
Somewhat satisfied. If I'll be satisfied.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using the scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you, and I'll spit them out, okay? For example, jobs and wages. How important is this to you?
That's jobs and wages is a 10 to me.
Okay, how about voting rights?
Voting rights is a 10.
How about criminal justice reform?
I'm gonna get that by the 8.
Okay. How about immigration?
I get that. Immigration is important. I'm gonna get that by the, it's not on the top of my list, but it's gonna be a 7.
Okay. How about racism and discrimination?
10.
Okay. How about reproductive freedom?
10.
Okay. How about crime and violence?
10.
How about climate change?
10.
How about student loan debt?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
I wish I could put a 20 on that. 10.
Oh, okay. Education, kindergarten through 12th grade.
I'm gonna give that a 10 also.
Democracy.
10.
Okay, and abortion rights.
10.
Okay, good. All right, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way. It's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. What is your race?
My race is African-American.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. Also, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I am female. All of you love.
What is the year of your birth?
1966.
Okay. Also, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Good. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Good. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, organization, please indicate that, and I'll spit them out. For example, the name J.D. Vance.
I know who he is. He has no value. Now, what? You said it's on zero means zero, zero means negative, right?
Zero means that very cold and unfavorable towards this person or organization.
Very cold. Very cold, bro.
Okay, how about Brian Kemp?
I like Brian Kemp. And that is where,
on the scale. On the scale of 0 to 10.
I like Brian. If I give Brian an 8.
Okay. How about Tim Walz?
I'm going to give Tim Walz a 10. You want to be confident.
How about Raphael Warnock?
I'm going to give him a 10. My confidence.
How about Andre Dickens?
I'll give him a 10.
How about Brad Raffensperger?
Raffensperger, I like him too. I'm going to give him an 8.
Okay. How about John Ossoff?
I'm going to give him a 10.
Okay. Moving forward. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris? Donald Trump? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris. Okay.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Mm-hmm. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Who? I'm sorry, ma'am. Who did you vote for? The 2020 general election for president. Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Joe Jorgensen? Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Hold on.
Did you say? Take your time.
Okay, my phone acts up in my house.
Okay. I'm gonna repeat the question. I'm gonna repeat the question. Thinking back to the last 4 years. Would you say that your life has gone much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
It's not going worse. It's me in between.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It's a big difference.
Okay, good. Alrighty. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. For each one, please indicate how much you believe each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. And a 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. For example, Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
I'm going to do like an 8 on that. Okay.
How about black voters? Sorry to cut you
black off. Voters? Black voters?
Do you think that they certainly did not prevent progress or certainly prevented progress, or you're not sure?
Which did again?
Black voters. Mm-hmm.
Black voters.
Indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. Black voters from 0 to 10. 0 meaning certainly did not prevent progress, or 10 certainly prevented progress. 5 in between means that you're not sure.
Um, I'm missing that question. You said, did black voters prevent it or prevent?
Please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You're welcome to choose from 0 to 10. You said Democrats and the U.S. Congress, you gave them an 8. How about black voters?
They can do better. I'm going to give them a... I'm going to give them an 8.
Okay. How about your local mayor?
I'm going to give him a 9.
How about Vice President Harris?
I'm going to give my girl a 10.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery.
I'm going to give that about an 8.
Okay. How about Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
We don't get 9.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and I'll read them, okay? The first one says, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds on mandated body cameras for all offices. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Does that motivate you? Does not motivate you? How do you feel on a scale from 0 to 10?
With the body cam?
Uh-huh.
By them having the body cams on them, would that motivate me?
Well, it reads, because we protested together. This administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. So, meaning, they don't want officers to go knock on the doors with warrants. They don't want officers to chokehold potential criminals.
I strongly agree that I don't want.
Would that motivate
to
you? Would that motivate you to vote? Okay, good.
Motivate me to vote. Of course. Yeah.
Okay. The second one reads, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Would that motivate you to vote? Or it won't motivate you to vote, or you can choose in between.
It's going to motivate me to vote if they go actually do that, because the credit card companies are a big rip-off.
How would you categorize it on the scale between 0 and 10 to motivate you?
10.
Okay. The next one reads, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Would this statement motivate you to vote or not vote at all?
Motivate,
or you're not sure?
Can.
Okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 billion Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Would this this information motivate you to vote or not motivate you to vote at all? Okay. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities. The largest ever, over $260 million, went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. This information, would it motivate you to vote or not motivate you to vote at all?
Motivate me to vote.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please ask
the
based on
longer,
how you feel.
How much longer is the survey? I hate to cut
no
you,
more.
I'm
not going to take more than... It's not going to be more than 5 minutes, I guarantee you. Please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? I'll read them quick. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, a lot of power, 0, no power, between 0 and 10.
A lot of power.
Okay.
10.
All right. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Between 0 and 10, 0, no power at all. 10, a lot of power.
10.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all?
10.
Okay.
I'm gonna
vote. Good. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gone much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's been better.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm a registered voter, more than this, but not in the world.
When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month? 1 or 3 months ago?
I've been a voter
months ago?
15 years old. I've been voting all of my life.
Yeah, okay, for this particular election, did you register to vote within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months ago to a year?
More than that. 6 months.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay,
got it. That question doesn't get answered.
How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration? In person, good. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay?
Female.
Okay, gotcha. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
divorce.
Separated, divorced? Okay.
Divorce.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black. American, black African American.
Okay. In politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I am a Democrat, all the way live.
No. A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Excellent. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off? Employed. Good.
I'm
okay.
Employed.
All right. Last year, that is 2023, that was your total... What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And your best estimate is fine.
$130,000.
Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? And you have a good,
okay,
a good rest of your day.
You need to tell people how long it's going to take.
Okay. I think we took about 10 minutes or so, right? I didn't take much of your time.
Okay.
Thank you for participating, and have a nice rest of your day.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.